USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On another day that will live in infamy, November 22nd, 1963, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the 35th President of the United States, was assassinated while traveling through Dallas, Texas in an open-top convertible. WFFA reports in 1963.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You'll excuse the fact that I'm out of breath, but about 10 or 15 minutes ago, a tragic thing, from all indications at this point, has happened in the city of Dallas. Let me quote to you this, and you'll excuse me if I am out of breath. A bulletin, this is from the United Press from Dallas. President Kennedy and Governor John Connally have been cut down by assassins' bullets in downtown Dallas.
In other news, Waukesha, Wisconsin Police Chief Daniel Thompson said a person of interest is currently in custody, but stressed the investigation is very active. A person drove an SUV at a high rate of speed into a parade in the Milwaukee suburb Sunday afternoon. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great everywhere I go. People tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
The federal government is continuing to push their COVID-19 vaccine booster shots onto the American people.
Despite indications that immunity can wane, Dr. Anthony Fauci telling CNN State of the Union the time is now to get that booster shot.
We know they're safe and we know they're highly effective in bringing very, very high up the optimization of your protection.
So what does Thanksgiving amongst our loved ones look like?
If you're vaccinated, and hopefully you'll be boosted too, and your family is, you can enjoy a typical Thanksgiving meal, Thanksgiving holiday with your family. There's no reason not to do that. The thing we are concerned about is the people who are not vaccinated.
Fauci telling ABC's This Week it's unclear if boosters will be needed annually. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
NASA is preparing to launch a spacecraft that will attempt to strike an asteroid to see how the crash affects the space object's path. The DART spacecraft is set to launch November 24th from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Governor Ron DeSantis signs legislation to ban vaccine mandates and clarifying parents' rights to decide if their kids will be masked in Florida schools. The Republican governor tells One America News, science says natural immunity is real and not being understood by the federal government.
Well, it's basic science that we're following. The OSHA rule, for example, rejected the idea of natural immunity, even though studies in Israel, Cleveland Clinic, you name it, have shown it is robust and it's long-lasting. And so if you've recovered from COVID, you have a blank exemption from any type of vaccine policies. And I think that that's the scientifically justifiable thing to do. And I can tell you, agencies like the CDC that will not acknowledge natural immunity, they hurt their own credibility a lot. And I think it's one of the reasons why most Americans now view them as more of a political institution than as a medical institution.
Governor DeSantis says it's all about protecting the people in Florida.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think that my bottom line was I want people to be able to keep their jobs. I don't want to see people being fired as a result of this. If you look at how they did it, you know, they treated government entities a little bit differently. They treated private business. But, you know, private business, you know, they provided huge protections and a blanket ability to opt out. And so I think it was very effective the way it ended up being done. And I think it will likely withstand court challenges the way it was structured, whereas if you had done it another way, you may have given rise to a challenge. So I think the protections are strong. People will lose their jobs, but I do think it'll stick in court.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.